Hey there, Wild One. This is Wild Ways Week here on Wildly Intentional. It's a 7-day journey to help you discover how you're wired to unlearn, rebuild, and live on purpose. I want to take you behind the scenes for a second. I didn't create a quiz because I think you need another label. I created it because of the conversations I've had over and over again, sometimes with friends, sometimes with strangers, or even just with myself, where people are admitting, I don't know who I am anymore, or I'm doing everything right, but it doesn't feel like me. The Wild Ways were born from these quiet moments, from messy journaling, late night kitchen talks, and deep reflection with people that I love. People like the mom holding it all together, wondering why she feels like she's falling apart. The visionary who has more ideas than time and zero space to dream. The dad who left corporate America and is now rebuilding his life from scratch. The spiritual wanderer who's no longer religious, but still deeply rooted. And the one who's questioning everything, even what she used to believe about herself. I started noticing patterns. I started asking different questions, and I realized most people don't need a plan first. They need language. They need something that says, you're not behind. You're just not built for the system that you've been surviving in. So this week, we're starting at the heart of it all with something I call the Wild Ways. This isn't a personality test, and it's not a box to check. Think of it as a compass, a framework, a way to name what's real and to reimagine what's next. Because when we're spinning and we're burnt out and overthinking and trying to do it all, it's rarely because we're broken. It's because we've lost sight of who we are underneath all the noise. And that's why I created this quiz. It's really simple with layered results, and I built it based on real people, real stories, and real soul work. Reclaim your rhythm. Rethink the rules. Rewrite your life. This is Wildly Intentional, the show where we question the scripts we've inherited and build a life, family, and legacy on purpose. If you're done living on autopilot, come with a curious mind and a courageous heart. Here, we talk about what it means to question, unlearn, create, and build what truly matters. I'm your host, Mandy, maverick mom of three, maker, family culture builder, lifelong question asker, and the friend people call when they're ready to rethink, well, everything. I'm here to shake the norms, tell the truth, and light the way forward. Welcome back to Wildly Intentional. If this show is part of your rhythm, you can support it with a one-time tip. Just head to buymeacoffee.com. The link is in the show notes. You might be wondering, why wildly intentional? Well, it's a phrase that came to me earlier this year when I was standing barefoot outside our barn with a baby on my hip, watching my kids run wild through weeds, covered in dirt, and laughing and giggling. I used to joke that I was raising feral farm kids, but deep down, I knew that wasn't the full story. Because our version of wild isn't about chaos or carelessness. It's about freedom on purpose. It's about letting our kids and ourselves be fully human while still holding the boundaries that build trust and safety. In a world that tells us to conform, be quiet, and follow the rules, sometimes the most rebellious thing you can do is actually just be yourself. And that's the kind of wild that I mean here. Because being yourself fully, freely, and on purpose, living in a way that may not make sense to others, but makes deep sense to you, that's what makes this podcast wildly intentional. And that's also why I created the Wild Way Quiz. Because when we strip away the noise, the pressure, the cultural expectations, what's left? What's your way? Your rhythms? Your form of rebellion, your design. Each Wild Way type is a glimpse into that. Because here, I believe that being yourself shouldn't be wild. But if it is, well, then let's be wildly intentional about it. So this week, we're starting with something foundational, and it's a series called The Wild Ways, because how you're wired matters, not for labeling, but for rhythm, and for a rhythm that actually works. So before we dive into the types, I want to share a little bit of the why behind this quiz. This didn't come from a personality theory or an AI tool. It came from heart to hearts with friends at their edge, conversations in my kitchen, and I kept hearing the same themes. I don't know who I am anymore. I've built something beautiful, but it doesn't feel like me. I wish I had a name for this. So I started to try to name it, and the patterns became clear. I didn't make this to define you. I made it to reflect you, to give language to what you're already carrying, to offer you a mirror, not a prescription. The wild ways were not meant to box you in. They're here to free you up, to show you that you're not behind. You're just building a life that doesn't follow the script. It's meant to show you you're not the only one feeling this way. And that's the thing that I want you to hear the most. There are no wrong results. You might feel 90% one type and 10% another. You might bounce between types depending on the season that you're in. You might be a full-on wild blend, and that in itself is beautiful. The wild ways aren't formulas. They're frameworks for reflection. They help you name what drives you, what drains you, and where you might want to begin again. So the patterns I started seeing were like the mom juggling homeschool and soul work with tears in her eyes, who just needed someone to say, "You're not crazy, you're a maverick." The dad who leaves the corporate grind wondering what his legacy really means now. The restless reformer. The friend who left church, but she's still praying in the garden. The rooted seeker. The one questioning everything and still showing up. The curious unlearner. And the one with 15 notebooks and post-its everywhere, full of ideas and nowhere to put them. The creative builder. I see all of you. And I'll tell you something kind of beautiful. Out of the first wave of listeners who took the quiz, almost no one fit perfectly in just one box. A lot of you are wild blends. So many of you checked multiple boxes. You're deep feelers, soul-led thinkers, people who are rebuilding their lives with more curiosity than certainty. And that tells me we're attracting the right people here. Cycle breakers, identity shifters, seekers, and system questioners. So, if you haven't yet, pause this episode and hop on over to wildlyintentional.com/quiz. It's also linked in the show notes to take your quiz and get your results. It will give you an idea of what we're talking about this week and help you lean into your type. So there are 5 wild ways, plus the one that holds them all. So we'll go over them quickly today. The maverick, balancing chaos, caregiving, and calling. You're in the thick of family rhythms and soul work. You want alignment, not perfection. The restless reformer, a legacy-driven leader trying to build better systems. You're driven by impact, but you're ready to recalibrate. You want legacy with peace. The curious unlearner, deconstructing what no longer works and searching for soul deep truth. You're deconstructing systems, beliefs, and roles, and finding your way forward. The rooted seeker, grounded in rituals, nature, and sacred rhythms. You crave rhythm, slowness, and reconnection with the earth and your own soul. And the creative builder, dreaming big and building slowly with purpose. You're full of vision and ideas, but you need traction, tools, and permission to go slow. And then there's the 6th, the wild blend. That beautiful intersection of all of the above. The one who says, "I feel like a little bit of all of these." And that's not a cop-out. That's clarity. Some of us think of ourselves as bridges, and some of us are edges, and some of us are both. Because maybe you're not just one thing. Maybe you're a blend. And maybe that's the point. Because here's what blew me away. Of all the quiz results so far, more than half of you aren't one clear type. You're a mix. You're rhythm seekers and visionaries, caregivers and cycle breakers. And that is exactly what I made the space for. Some of the most common wild blend combinations so far, Maverick and Reformer, Curious and Learner, and Rooted Seeker. This makes total sense. You're the kind of people who live in the tension between the, I want to do this differently, and I'm still figuring out how. That's not indecision. That's depth. So as you listen this week, don't just stick to your top result. If you're a blend or just curious, follow the trail of what resonates. These aren't lanes to stay in. They're mirrors. Try each one on. Knowing your wild way won't change your life in a single click, but it will help you stop spinning. It will give you language. It will let you say, oh, that's why I feel this way. That's what I need next. When we name what drives us, we start to build from alignment, not survival. And that's where the real rhythm begins. So this isn't just a quiz. It's an invitation to get honest, to get curious, to finally name what you've been feeling so you can stop spinning and start building from your true center. The quiz is short, soulful, and surprisingly spot on. And when you take it, you'll get a clear wild way identity, a breakdown of what drives you, challenges you, and supports you, a reflection prompt, episode and tool recommendations just for your type, a rhythm map to help you start small and real, and a new lens on how you're wired to unlearn and rebuild. Again, you can take it right now at wildlyintentional.com/quiz or through the link in the show notes. So each day this week, I'll be dropping a super short episode, one for each wild way. And here's how you can use it. Listen to your type first, let it affirm and reflect who you are. Then explore the other episodes. You might be surprised by what resonates. Share it with someone who might need this language in their life too. I'll give you reflection prompts, episode recommendations, and gentle nudges toward living more you, not more optimized. This is how we reclaim rhythm. Not by doing more, but by naming what matters. This isn't about becoming a different person. It's about coming home to the one that you've always been. In the first wave of this podcast, you didn't just hit play. You leaned in. And that means everything to me. Some of you have already taken the Wild Way quiz and said, I finally feel seen. Like Jessica, the creative builder who's trying to turn naptime dreams into real-world tools. Or Julie, a rooted seeker walking barefoot in her garden again, not just for her kids, but for herself. Or Lacey, a restless reformer on her third notebook of ideas for how to rebuild the systems she's leaving behind. And Stacy, a full-on wild blend who messaged to say, I think I'm a little of all of these, and I'm going to stop apologizing for that. I've heard from so many of you, and honestly, the things you have shared with me have stopped me in my tracks. Like Rachel, who's a wild blend of creative builder and rooted seeker, and she said, something has always felt off, like I don't quite belong. But this helped me see that maybe I wasn't supposed to. I'm a wild blend. This is making sense to me now. Or Sarah, who's a curious unlearner, who wrote, when I read my result, I got full body chills. I felt so seen. It was spot on. And then there's Amber, who landed somewhere between creative builder, maverick, and curious unlearner. And she said, it made me realize how much I've been escaping into mindless habits instead of being intentional with my time. It was a gentle but honest wake-up call. And it reminded me I'm not alone in trying to balance so much. That's the power of language. That's what this week is about. Helping you name what's real so you can stop spinning and start syncing with who you actually are. So whether you're a maverick trying to find a rhythm in the chaos, a reformer recalibrating your pace, a seeker longing for soul, or a blend who's never fit into one box, this week is for you. So today's reflection prompt is, which part of you already feels seen? Pause. Let that land. The episodes in this Wild Way series will be shorter. So if you're left wanting more, I'd recommend listening to the following if you haven't already. What It Means to Live Wildly Intentional. This was my trailer. Start Here to Reclaim Your Rhythm, Rethink Legacy, and Live on Purpose. I have a bonus episode called Why I Almost Didn't Launch This Podcast, but Did It Anyway. And episode 1, You're Not Broken, The System Is, on Learning the Life You Were Told You Want. They will all be linked in the show notes. Thanks for listening to day 1 of the Wild Ways Week. Be sure to follow my show so you don't miss tomorrow's episode. We're diving into The Maverick. And if you haven't yet, take the Wild Way quiz and discover which of the 5 types feels like home, plus tools, episode recommendations, and resources to go deeper. And if you already know your Wild Way, text this episode to a friend. Start a conversation. And hey, if today's episode made you feel seen, pass it on to the friend in your life who needs to hear it. Tag Wildly Intentional and share your Wild Way on social, because one ripple can start a revolution. You're not too much. You're not behind. You're not broken. You're just wildly out of sync with a system that was never built for your soul. This week is about reclaiming that rhythm, naming what's real, and finding a way forward that actually fits your life. Until tomorrow, stay rooted, be brave, and live wildly intentional.